This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, August 1st. Brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Holland to visit California. Padilla files bill on extreme heat. And crop insurance stressed at House Ag session. Holland to visit California. Interior Secretary Deb Holland will travel to Riverside Thursday to promote the Biden administration's $8.3 billion in drought investments. The spending is expanding access to drinking water and boosting the supply for farmers while protecting communities from climate impacts. That according to a statement from the department. It supports water storage and conveyance, water purification and reuse, and dam safety. The allocations are part of the president's Investing in America agenda, which represents the nation's largest financial backing in climate resilience. Along with drought, extreme heat has driven new infrastructure spending as well. Padilla seeks $100 million for extreme heat. California Senator Alex Padilla has introduced legislation to direct $100 million to address the health risks of extreme heat. According to Padilla, the measure would provide funding for local projects and enhance interagency coordination to better prepare and protect Californians. It would give priority to low-income communities and communities of color, which are, quote, bearing the brunt of this escalating crisis. He noted that one in three Americans were under an extreme heat advisory or warning in July when the planet warmed to the highest temperature ever recorded. Sound familiar? Well, Governor Newsom signed the legislation last year to rank heat waves, establish an early warning system, and study the impacts to health and the economy. USDA makes $250 million available in wildfire grants. USDA is funding up to $250 million in projects to help local communities plan for wildfires and alleviate their impacts, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced yesterday. Individual grants up to $250,000 are available to develop and update community wildfire protection plans, with up to $10 million available for associated wildfire resilience projects, USDA said in a news release. It is the second year of the program. It's funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law enacted in 2021. Nearly $200 million was awarded earlier this year to 99 project proposals in 22 states and to 7 tribes. Vilsack made the announcement in Portland, Oregon, alongside partners who are beneficiaries of USDA investments to tackle the growing wildfire crisis, support climate resilience, and invest in rural communities, USDA said. A USDA official said the Community Wildlife Defense Grant Program is one aspect of a historic $8.25 billion investment through the bipartisan infrastructure law for wildfire management through various programs aimed at reducing wildfire risks, detecting wildfires, and instituting firefighter workforce reforms and landmark pay increases for federal wildland firefighters. Also, the people on the front lines have the support they need and deserve. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.robboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robbo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Bipartisan bicameral bill supports wood product innovation. Calling the triple crown of economic firefighting and environmental goals by Senator Ron Wyden, the bipartisan bicameral Timber Innovation for Building Rural Communities Act requires USDA to measure, monitor, verify, and report data about the carbon impacts from forest management and wood products. Wyden, the Oregon Democrat, introduced the bill in the Senate. In the House, a companion bill is sponsored by Representatives Andrea Salinas of Oregon, Marie Glusenkamp of Washington, and John Duarte of California. The bill is seen as a way to support the timber industry and reach environmental goals. Said Duarte, quote, "This legislation makes it easier to track forest health, trains the next generation of engineers and architects, expands the Wood Innovation Grant Program, and builds rural infrastructure with American-grown wood products." Vilsack in Washington State today for groundbreaking of new research facility. Ground will be broken today in Pullman, Washington on a new plant sciences building at Washington State University. It'll be focused on research, quote, to help solve agricultural and environmental problems and support farmers and producers in the Pacific Northwest. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack will speak at the groundbreaking, along with Washington Democrat Senator Patty Murray and Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers. A contract of $107.7 million was awarded in June to a California firm, Hensel Phelps, for the project. New Oregon law sets permit requirements for CAFOs. A new law signed in Oregon tightens permit rules for confined animal feeding operations in the state. Under the law, before applying for a permit for a large CAFO or to expand, an operator must engage in a preliminary consultation with the state's agriculture or environmental quality departments. The state may no longer grant permits for any large CAFO located in a groundwater management area. A previous version of the bill would have imposed a moratorium on new or expanded industrial confined animal feeding operations. That language was stripped from the legislation in May. Large CAFOs are partially defined by the number of animals they have and the period of time that they're kept in confinement. Examples include operations with 700 or more dairy cows and 1,000 or more head of cattle. Crop insurance, a hot topic at House Ag listening session. A bipartisan quintet of House Ag committee members visited Maine yesterday for a listening session on the next farm bill, and many local speakers used the event to call for improved crop insurance in the region. Colleen Kisselberg, a crop insurance agent in the region since 1998, criticized USDA's risk management agency in her testimony. RMA, she said, is leading to degradation of crop insurance in the Northeast. Policies are overly complex and do not fit the needs of our region, and that's why they fail. We need actual production history policies in the Northeast, but RMA has been developing revenue and area-based policies, ignoring the importance of production policies in specialty crop regions like ours, she said. Another speaker, New England Farmers Union President Roger Noonan, spoke on the importance of the whole farm revenue protection coverage and a recent Senate bill to raise current $350,000 revenue cap for micro farms in the program to $1 million. Well, here's today's He Said It. Doctor shortages have hurt Valley communities for years. That Representative David Valadeo of Hanford announcing a new bill to address the issue. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, August 1st. Brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.